Hey, everybody, and welcome to Pony Sync on this November 5th, 2019. My name is Andrew Turley. Can everybody else just introduce themselves real quick?
I'm Sean Allen.
I'm Gord Tischer.
Okay.
Did Joe and Andrew go over each other?
There's a little happened? Bit of a collision there. If you all want to do it again,
you need a better hashing algorithm.
We are united in this moment.
There we go.
Andrew.
All right. I have put the items for discussion up in the sync channel. So. Zulip, so if you are curious, you can take a look at that. Let us hop over there and start with RFCs. Looks like we don't have any RFCs to discuss this week. Cool. Okay. Moving on to the Pony compiler, we have a few PRs. First up is 3364.
You can skip that. Nobody needs to look at that.
Test free BSD using vendored LLVM. Nobody needs to look at that. Okay.
Yep. That's. I'm trying to move us towards everything being done with vendored LLVM. Then we could do free BSD releases as well ourselves. But yeah. It doesn't work right now, and that's a level of free BSDness that I'm not going to deal with at the moment.
Okay. All right. 3320, the work in progress compiling LLVM 9.0.0. Gordon?
Yeah, so we fixed one problem last week, but there's still another problem with when you pass, or when exceptions go through C++ code and then back into Pony code. So we're still trying to look at that.
Oh my. Okay. That sounds fun. Okay. 3234, build Pony C using CMake. Let's see here.
So I did a bunch of work on this over the weekend. It's now building on Cirrus for Windows and Ubuntu and Alpine. So there's a glibc build and a muscle build. So I'm going to probably ping Sean offline on how he wants me to integrate the rest of the CI stuff.
Nice. Nice. Sweet. And so that would be the end of AppBear?
AppFair is gone.
All right. So we'll definitely have to figure out. I don't really know what the hell is happening with AppFair for the releases. So we'll definitely need to figure that out as part of it.
Yeah, it just dumps them to Bintray.
I don't even know how it does that, et cetera, or anything. But as part of that, we should switch it. We can have it dumped to Bintray, and then afterwards I can update it to do Cloudsmith instead of Bintray, or we can just talk and we can figure out whether maybe just going straight to Cloudsmith is easier.
Yeah, I think probably going straight to Cloudsmith would be easier.
Yeah, now that I think about it, like it's Cloudsmith, it's just so bloody simple. Here's your .tar.cz. Here's your little thing. Let's run it. But I'm not sure. We'll figure that out.
Okay. going back a little ways here.
Yes.
Don't add unnecessary methods to virtual tables.
So we know what happens now, Joe. It's seg faults.
Yeah. So I guess it's going to need some actual work instead of me just like giving it half of my attention for a short time.
Yeah. So the deal with this issue is that I happened to notice that this was one which was blocked, right? And I went and looked and I saw, oh, what this says it's blocked by is something that it should, that we did, which was LLVM7 support. I asked Joe, like, if he knew anything about the status of it, and he's like, well, let me try rebasing it. Let's see what happens. So he did that against the latest stuff, and basically the test seg fault. So
luckily I did not actually rebase, because we still, I can go back to the old commits and try to apply them more carefully this time. So I didn't clobber the old.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, I mean, this is a good change, I think, at least in concept, right? I haven't reviewed it too closely yet, so but the concept is good, that virtual tables should be only sharing a virtual table index with those functions that could actually be called, with the same virtual call. That's something that I've worked on a bit in the Mirror compiler too. I haven't looked through the methodology of it yet very closely. So I need to look over that and see what Benoit did. But in general, yes, it should be a good change in theory.
All right. Cool. So that's it for PRs and Pony C. Moving on to issues, there's the 3363 release Pony 0.33.1.
Yep, there's an automated release. There's a far more automated release process for this now than before. We haven't used it before. So I'm going to be, because I'm the one who put it together, I'm going to do this release definitely. But I put tentatively that the release for this would be like December 1st, which would be on schedule. But both that weekend and the weekend after, I'm away. So it's entirely possible that we might not do a release until the middle of December or so for this, at which point then I would change the release that unless something comes up, we do the release mid-December, and then I wouldn't do another release until like the beginning of February. But we'll see. Because that weekend is, I'll be traveling back from Thanksgiving, and then the weekend after I have a wedding. So, and yeah, we'll see.
Okay. 3354. Compiler crash when accessing nested tuple elements. So, yeah. His bug needs investigation.
Needs investigation, definitely. Yep.
Like we need too much else there. Okay. 3344, twin bugs when calling iter tools fold cause compiler to not terminate. This was from last week. Okay, we've got a minimal sample to reproduce. So that's cool. Add, okay, 3328, add nightly Linux packages to installation options.
Yeah, so this is kind of expanded a little when it happens. Theo, who has joined the call, hi Theo, is working on adding ability to use release stuff as well for with Pony up right now, it only does nightlies. When that goes in, I'm going to update all of the installation stuff that we have on the README for anything where it is possible, basically. So for all the Linux things right now to be, hey, you can use Pony up, you can get releases, or you can get nightlies. This is how you do it. Boom. And eliminate a giant mess of information off of that page.
Cool. Okay. 3326 compiler crash with repeat until and error and else. So looks like that's just from last week. So there's not actually anything new there. Okay. 3204 investigate building Pony C with CMake.
This is a whole lot of conversation that that Gordon and I had for what do we think the way forward is, you know, am I basically like, hey, let's not try to recreate all of the functionality we have. We probably have a lot of crud in there, you know. Mm-hmm. Let's get the basics working. We can have it up running with CI, and then we can figure out what else we might need to add before we say, okay, this is good to go based on what's failing. And then I suspect we hopefully strip out, you know, a bunch of stuff that maybe we don't really necessarily need anymore, clean it all up, and it's good to go.
Okay. Sounds good.
I know I've been getting tired of handling the make files. They've kind of accumulated a lot of cruft.
Yeah, they do that. That's kind of what make files do.
Yeah.
Okay. 3142. Use vendor to LLVM and Dockerfile.
I'm going to be sometime later this week. I'm going to be doing this for the night lease, right? This can already be done for what we discussed last week. The latest Docker image will be built once a day, where it's going to download. It's gonna grab Pony up, and it's gonna get all of the latest nightlies, and then publish the publish to Docker Hub, right? That'll be there. The doing this for releases is a bit harder. There's no simple, straightforward way to do this because of we could, in theory, do a webhook from Cloudsmith over to GitHub to kick off the building of all of this, except that you can only set two request headers right now with the webhooks coming from Cloudsmith. And because the version 3 of the GitHub API for kicking stuff off is not yet out of preview, there's extra headers that you have to have on it so that there are too many for Cloudsmith to be able to send right now. So we can't do that one. My idea for this is to push it off for 2 to 3 weeks. And Packet gave us a nice chunk of credits, which I don't think we would use all of for the playground. And I think what I'm going to do is I would set up a small like cloud thing on Packet using some of the credits that they gave us, where for now Cloudsmith can send to that. That thing can then run a curl command to trigger the actual build in on the GitHub side. But yes. Because also can't do it with Circle CI for reasons that I'm not going to be recorded yelling about.
Probably for the best.
Yes. Oh, yes, and just in case people missed it on that, yes, Packet is now a Pony sponsor. I reached out to see if there was any places where folks would give us stuff to do hosting. Packet gave us $1,500 in credits to get started.
Okay. Thank you, Packet.
Indeed. That's friggin' awesome.
Okay. That's it on Pony C. Okay. Moving along. Pony Patterns, issue 41. mutable and sendable.
Yep. I haven't had a chance to review this again since I left the comments. This is one that Travis has been working on. It basically combines the two of the other sharing data patterns that are there to show how you can combine them together. If anybody has time to review this in the next 2 to 3 days and provide any feedback they might have, or multiple people, that would be great. I don't think I'm going to get this until I wouldn't be able to get back to this till sometime next week with the stuff that I have to finish off. So if anybody can dive in on that and help move it forward, that would be great.
Cool. PR number 40, add pre-allocate arrays. Sean, I just responded to this. You asked if you could. I had some ideas and then I never got around to actually getting you my own version of the stuff. So let's go ahead and merge what you've got. And if I have some time later, I can write
some. Okay.
Compose it.
All right. So I'm going to rebase and merge then. All right.
Sounds great. Okay. And let's see here. Change log tool, issue number 34, add command.
Yep, I know Theo is going to be working on that when he finished up the
Pontiac stuff.
Thank you for helping with the words there, Theo.
Yeah.
Cool.
Also, just an update on the Pony Up things. My weekend was a bit more busy than I expected, so I just started working on that today. It should be done by tomorrow evening, if not tonight.
Cool. And once it is, I'll move forward with the other stuff that's built around that.
Yep.
Sweet.
Cool. And last but not least, 508, oh, in the PonyLang website, 508, the last week in Pony.
So how do you get the, do you have a list of repos, Andy?
No, I pulled them from GitHub, and you've told me that you think some things are missing, and I just haven't had time yet to go back and fix my script or program.
Okay. Yeah, so I added a couple repos, one of them which has activity. That's why I said.
Yeah, it should grab everything from the organization. But again, you had mentioned that you thought some things were missing. So I need to go look at it. And it was kind of thrown together anyway. So yeah. There's probably lots of improvements that I can make. So
on that front, for the primary one, which is missing, I reintroduced the changelog bot last week and then discovered that for a variety of reasons, which are discussed in the CI channel, I think, or no, actually the administrative stream in the Zulip, that it didn't work on a couple different fronts. The biggest being that it wouldn't be able to update the change log after anything that was merged from a forked repo. Thank you, Gordon, for using forks and making me notice that. But I spent yesterday evening going over all of the APIs that GitHub exposes and figured out how to make that work, and then got awful close before running into a problem, which Andrew helped me with at the beginning of this call before we started recording. Thank you, the little dash R to JQ. But yeah, there's an issue on the changelog bot action repo, which explains all of the fun for how you, if you want to make updates to your code based on a PR being merged, how you have to actually do that with GitHub Actions. And hopefully the changelog bot is back before Theo finishes the Pony Up stuff. And then I'll move on to the Pony Up stuff.
Cool. Great. Okay. Anything? Anybody have anything else?
I figured I'll update everybody just in case I didn't see it on the playground, right?
Mm-hmm.
As folks may or may not know, Paul has been away, and while he was away, the machine which he has been kindly hosting the playground on since he set it up a couple years ago went down in some type of fashion where it's non-responsive and you can't SSH into it, so it's kind of completely hosed. This led me to the, hey, we should have this on a machine that other members of the core team have access to the account so they'd be able to get the machine rebooted or whatever. And before I went out and paid some amount of money for it, I decided to see if we could get anybody to give us support for hosting. Packet came through with that in the last couple days with that really, you know, that nice amount there, which is really sweet. So my plan is this weekend to get a machine set up on Packet, which I've never done before, but I should hopefully be able to figure out. And then to try and get the playground up and running, the directions that Paul had on his repo are not really great for setting it up, but there's also other directions on the repo that he originally forked from for the Rust one. So hopefully if all goes well, by next Monday, there would be a new playground up and running. And for folks who are on the core team like Joe, you'd be able to have access to it through the account info for Packet, which is already set up in the PonyLang 1Password. So you could get in if anything ever went wrong and we needed to like hard reboot the machine or whatever via their interface. And then otherwise, once that gets set up, Joe, I'll like bother you and other primary folks for SSH keys so that we can install so that you know, you'd be able to restart Docker or whatever if something goes wrong and it's not the machine getting down as well. But hopefully up by next week.
Cool. As far as SSH keys goes, I believe you can see my public key for SSH on GitHub.
Oh, that's right. I always forget about that. Yeah. So I can do that. In this, hopefully it'll be up. Hopefully. We'll see.
That's really cool.
Indeed, indeed.
If anybody knows anybody in the Midwest who wants to learn about Pony, specifically near Kansas City, I'm doing a talk at the Elixir users group on Thursday. I don't know how many people have Kansas City friends, but if you have any, let them know.
My brother lives in Kansas City, but I doubt he's very interested.
Fair enough.
Is he cool. A Chiefs fan?
Probably no sports. That's one thing that I do have in common with my brother. No sports.
So he's like me and he goes out on Sunday afternoons and enjoys the easy access to all of Kansas City's resources. It's a beautiful, glorious time.
Whee!
All right, cool. If there is nothing else, then we can wrap this up.
Oh, one last thing, in case people didn't see it, with the release that went out, was that Friday? Did I do a release? Yeah, on Friday night. We now have releases for PonyC going into Cloudsmith, and I believe that they should work just fine without any errors on pretty much any Linux distro, and if people could download and try it out, that would be really helpful. Previously, we had an issue with libtinfo causing errors, warnings on different distros, and I eventually tracked that down to the default when you build LLVM is that it links in the term info library so that it can check to see whether your terminal supports colors or not. And if it does, then it can use colors, and that's the entire reason why we had that dependency. So now all of our builds, which happen with vendored LLVM, do not turn on the term info stuff so that it's not needed. And that also turns out to be the only reason why all along people have had to install ncurses on any of their things in order to use Pony, was because the default builds on all of the distros of LLVM for the library have that turned on, even though the only things that actually need it are things like Clang and not the library itself.
Oh man, that's quite the crazy chain of events there.
Yep.
The funny thing is that I just didn't look at it for like 3 months because I figured it would be awful and I didn't want to deal with it. And it took me like less than 5 minutes to figure out what was going on.
Yeah, it's never occurred to me to wonder why we have that in-person.
It didn't to me either. I just assumed it was going to be hard and how do I make this work? And then I was just like, why is it even there? It just suddenly occurred to me one evening. And I was like, let me go look. And I went and looked and it took me like 5 minutes of Googling. I'm like, really? Is that it? Wait, there's this one option. Let me try that. Oh, nice.
Yeah, I guess I was living in this like quantum superposition state of like believing that we had like a Pony curses library in the standard library, and then simultaneously also knowing that we don't have that.
So did I. That's exactly where I was too before I went and looked.
It's just kind of funny when you see something like that, you're like, oh, there must be a good reason for it. Moving on.
We are yep. Still recording. Are we continuing with more?
I don't think so, unless anybody else has something.
Yeah, I think we're done unless there's another topic. Cool. All right, I will stop recording. Thank you, everybody, for coming.